The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So let's get right into it. Let's bring on Earl Lockett. He is the father of Ricardo Lockett, and he was at the press conference right up there on the podium sitting next to his son while going through that retirement announcement. Earl, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here. Appreciate it.
Like I mentioned, Ricardo retired from football Thursday afternoon in a press conference. You were there. What were some of the emotions going through you while your son announced his retirement?
Oh, wow. We, of course, you know, we've pondered what Ricardo would do for quite some time as far as finishing his career and giving us some thought. But so we were pretty much in agreement for quite some time that he would retire. But, you know, we came in thinking, okay, we're going to go and do this, and we're going to plunder through this. Never did we imagine how well we would be received. We walked in. It was a room full of press, well-wishers, coaches, teammates. And what really got us, and especially Ricardo, is when we walked in and they had a video of all of his big plays during the course of his career, and he heard his coaches and his teammates give him some insight on what they felt about Ricardo and how he impacted the game and then them as a team and an organization. And that really got to him. But we were overjoyed at the support that we got from the Seattle organization and the team, especially the 12s. We had fans that even got wind that everything was going on, and we saw a lot of them as well.
I think, you know, for Seahawks fans, you know, you talked about all the people there that were there to wish him well, all the coaches. You know, I think of myself as a Seahawks fan. I think of the role that Ricardo had as a gunner on special teams, and that's really what endeared him to Seahawks fans. You know, the way that he played, how hard he played, the impact he had. It actually started a running thread on the show, Earl, over and over, of where the origin of the term gunner comes from. Do you know?
I do not.
Dang it.
It's a mystery that cannot be solved. Nobody knows.
I thought, if anything, you know, you coached Ricardo. You were his first coach. So how has it been like for you just seeing the adversity that he's gone through, bouncing from team to team in college, going undrafted? You know, he was part of the play that Seahawks fans don't like to talk about in the Super Bowl, and then going to one of the worst injuries on the field we've ever seen. What has that all been like for you?
Oh, wow. It's been a blessing in disguise. And I say this, and I know you may seem alarmed, but there's different things that has happened to Ricardo in the past. I mean, even his path to the NFL, he never got anything easy. Everything he's accomplished has always had a loophole, always had some type of pitfall. But through it all, it made him a stronger and courageous person. We even discussed before he went in to retire how God had prepared him. When he got up off the field that game with New England after that play, he said when he got up, the play was over. But we thought about that thing, and he said, Dad, if I could get up from that, that was only preparation to do something that would even be bigger And, you know, in his career, we never thought it would be that. But the thing is, adversity has been his next door neighbor, you know. So after a point in time, even though your next door neighbor kind of gets on your nerves and offends you, you get to know him and you get to learn how to deal with it. So when it becomes a second nature, I have been amazed at how my son has received so many different setbacks, and he always looked to, you know, around the corner. He always looking for what's next. And so when he decided to retire, he immediately went into that mode about what would he do next and how would his life be different but better. So that injury, you know, he was prepared for it before he even knew it would happen. And how he received it was as courageous as I can imagine.
Well, and how about that, too? At the press conference, it was like he was talking about already moving on to the next thing, you know, and he talked about how, you know, helping homeless folks and helping kids that, you know, just need that extra little push to get to where they need to be. You know, he talked about the impacting that kid that might be the one that cures cancer, you know, having that kind of impact on people. How has that impressed you, just kind of his perspective of where he's at right now?
Well, you know, you teach kids right from wrong. You teach them good character skills all along, and it's just real rewarding when you see it in action, especially at such a high level as, you know, with Ricardo having the platform with the NFL to do the things that, you know, the guy around the corner does, that good guy that you know in the neighborhood. But Ricardo has great character, and I'm not surprised by any of those things. But what makes him great is that so many people now know about him. You know, these are the things that men, his mom, his grandparents, his aunts, uncles, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. All of the people that he has encountered in his child-raising days, they're all taking part in who he is. But we're just glad that so many people know how great a person he is inside.
Now, Earl, you mentioned a little bit about the reception that you guys got yesterday and the amount of people that were there to support Ricardo at his retirement announcement. We hear a lot about the Seahawks being very much a brotherhood, the players themselves being very tight. Is that something, as you've seen Ricardo's career kind of go on, where he's been on some other teams, is it really different here? What is that relationship like, and what has that meant to Ricardo?
It is so real, and, you know, you're definitely right. It's something that is within this organization. He has been other places, and it hasn't been the same by no means. I'll tell you that they are a family. I love what Pete Carroll and John Snyder and Paul Allen have done with this first-class elite organization that they're running. It's a family. I'll give you one of the biggest examples of that is, you remember the play where Marshawn ran down the field, Ricardo blocked for him about three or four times when they played the Cardinals, I think it was. And you know, I've been talking and coaching Ricardo to always make yourself useful in a play, regardless of if you are running or catching, you know, whatever part, you know, do your part. And so I was like, that was a great example, son, of you going in there and being useful. You continue to play the whole play out, and that was great. He said, Dad, you know, thank you, but that really wasn't what I was thinking about at all. And I said, wow, well, what were you thinking? He said, all I saw was my brother down there, and he needed my help. And I mean, that was almost tear-jerking to me. They have that kind of relationship that he just wanted to help his brother. And, you know, it's evident because that same brother, we're talking Marshawn Lynch, when Ricardo was hurt in the hospital, a nurse came to me and she said, Mr. Lockett, I hate to interrupt you, but there's a gentleman outside. I don't know much about football, but he says he has to be in here. And I said, well, who is the gentleman? She said, his name is Marshawn Lynch, I think. And I said, wow. Marshawn would not leave that, would not leave Dallas after Ricardo's injury. Even in tears, he was right there, and he lifted my son's spirits. I mean, in a way that we couldn't imagine. And that kind of brotherhood, that kind of camaraderie ship has just been great. Another great incident is when when Paul sent the private jet to pick up Ricardo from Dallas. He didn't have to do that. But that's just the family organization that they have established. And I look at Seattle Seahawks, the 12. I don't look at it as a place where my son played. I look at it as an extended family from my home. And we love them all the way back in Albany, Georgia. We love Seattle in a special way. This has been a special part of our lives, and we would never, never forget them.
So when I look at all that adversity, Earl, that Ricardo's gone through just throughout his career, you know, for parents who want to have those kind of values of continuing to fight when the times are toughest, is that something that you can teach your kid, or is that just something that Ricardo has in him?
Well, you definitely teach. I think he hit the nail on the head in his interview. He said that how we mattered as parents, but we put the confidence there. We said, you can do this. You're great. You can be whatever you want to be. Then I think it's left up to the individual to go out and to use that. Now, sometimes all we need is that push. True enough, you have to have it within. But I think it's very important, very essential that as parents that you continue to support your kids and be the first cheerleader, the first coach, humble bearer in their lives, and then you can see, you know, be it whatever profession they choose, that they'll be fine.
Well, Earl, I really appreciate you coming on the show. Really thank you for offering your perspective on yesterday at the press conference. And, you know, definitely you're part of the Seahawks family now for forever. And we're really glad that we got to see your son play in a Seahawks uniform. And everything he did for the team as well.
Well, I tell you, it's been a wonderful experience. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about it. And we love the 12. Go Hawks, baby.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.